So, in this case, with the game last night, Jim Beattie, is it one of those rare instances where great hitting led by Derek Jeter may well beat good pitching?
Well, it's good pitching that has a good night. If you're a good pitcher and you have a bad night or you make a couple mistakes, and in that lineup, you have to stay on top of your game. You know, most lineups, there's two or three guys in a lineup that can hurt you. And as you remember yesterday when we were talking with Jim, who did Jim Palmer point out? He said, I would make everybody else in that lineup beat me except for, and he was talking about Oakland. He said, Frank Thomas. Don't pitch to Frank Thomas and let him beat you. And what did Frank Thomas do yesterday? He was the guy that, and I looked at the pitches. He made a couple bad pitches against Frank Thomas. They were solo home runs, true, but he made mistakes at the wrong time, and really that was the game for them.
As I watched that game yesterday, I just got to say this, is I know in the brief game, Seth Joyner, when I was sitting on the sidelines, the one game I ever missed, how much that awakened in me, reawakened, even though I already had passion, the sense of how much I loved the game. And knowing Frank Thomas was sitting there watching the Chicago White Sox win the World Series without him, I guarantee you, before that game, leading up to that game, that was the thing that fueled him and allowed him to overcome a Santana who had won, 23 consecutive games at home. Do you think this defeat of Santana is, if you will, a death blow to the confidence of the Minnesota Twins?
Well, I don't know if it's a death blow, but it certainly puts them way behind the eight ball. It's going to be very tough. I mean, ideally you get in a short series like that, if you're coming into Minnesota, you want a split. And Minnesota probably would have accepted a split. If they get a good performance today from their young starter, and they get some, I don't think either team is going to have a blowout type of game. Probably it's going to be a tight game each game. So if they can split at this point, then I think they're going to feel pretty good. But you're going to have to figure out when they go, if they split, and then they lose the first game in Oakland, what's going to happen the fourth game? Is Santana going to come back on short rest, being down 2-1? I got to believe they're going to do that. They can't leave Santana out there and let him go and not get into the series again if they go only four games.
Jim, you know, from an adjustment standpoint, Frank Thomas steps up to the plate and he hurts you once. How do you allow him to do it again in a game that you know is vitally important that you win with your ace on the hill?
Well, again, they were both solo home runs, and my thought in looking at the game, the pitches that I saw, first pitch was a fastball, but it was a gutted fastball right down the middle of the plate, and Frank hit it well. The second pitch, you can tell from the long swing hat, it was a changeup that Santana, and really one of his best pitches, his fastball changeup, all three pitches outstanding, his breaking ball. And the second pitch he hit out was a changeup. So Frank made the adjustment, but Santana made mistakes to the wrong hitter. And when you do that, and you do it in the playoffs, those mistakes get magnified.
Well, I think let me rephrase, from a managerial standpoint, how does Minnesota allow Santana to pitch to him again after they've already, after he's already hurt him one time? And to even take it that much further, it's a very, very important game. They haven't really done much against you, and you let one guy basically beat you.
You've got 20 seconds.
Well, we've got Santana is the best, and you stay with your best. I mean, if you're going to get